All right, time to bring in one of the voices of the Oakland Athletics. We love talking ball with him. He coined the phrase, baseball is a talking sport. We give him credit for that. He's joined by the captain, Ken Korak, and Ray Fossey, Coco Crisp, on the A's radio network. And that is the great Vince Cotroneo. Vinny, how are you?
Good morning, Marty. I'm speaking to you from one of the great East Bay landmarks, Rudy's Donut House in Castro Valley.
So you said that so you can have free jelly donuts, right?
No, I'm not a jelly. Oh, I used to be a jelly donut guy. I'm more of just a regular cake donut guy with a muffin, but it's a great place.
All right, very good.
Get the donuts here all the time for the clubhouse.
All right, very good. As long as you got your free donut today, we'll let you get away with it.
I'm learning from you, Marty. I'm learning from the boss.
No, we know you. All right. Great to have you on, seriously, and talk a little baseball with you. The Cardinals are in town and interested, obviously, for this side of the Bay. The Cardinals are here with the great John Rooney, the broadcaster, and everybody else. And the A's beat them last night. What do you see, Vinny, with the Cardinals?
Well, the A's have faced them twice, Marty, and they had the two-game series back in June and then facing Dakota Hudson last night. I know they played more inspired baseball at the end of July. They had a winning record. They were 16-9 and kind of got them back in that muddled NL Central. But the three times the A's have faced them, through my eyes, they look flat, and they just don't look very inspired right now. Certainly pitching has something to do with that. Hudson was all over the place. I mean, Stu Sherwater didn't help with a tight strike zone on both sides, and the A's took advantage of it. They grinded a ton of at-bats, got a lot of walks, a season high from Hudson, and there's just right now, you know, there's something missing. Certainly not having Yadier Molina in the lineup hurts with the thumb. He's on the IL. I think they're going to get Matt Carpenter back today, which is earlier than what they initially had thought because of the Tyler O'Neill scenario, which he goes on the IL for the Cardinals. So for the Giants, they might be catching them, you know, in a lull, and that might be a good thing for them because at least as far as the A's are concerned in their head-to-head meetings with the Cardinals, haven't seen, you know, much to say, wow, this is a really good contending team that you got to be careful of.
You know, it's funny you say that. When we saw the Cardinals here, I had the same feeling about it. I honestly had the same feeling. Then they left here and all of a sudden got hot, and they seemed to handle the Cubs pretty well. In those series, each home team usually wins the games, and that kind of put them back into it. So we'll see what happens. What happened to O'Neill? I didn't hear what his injury was.
He didn't play last night against the Athletics, so I don't know what the scenario was. It was obviously something that had happened before they came to town, and initially, they had talked about activating Matt Carpenter for the Dodgers series starting on Monday. I guess that might be expedited today.
All right. So today you got Tanner Roark making his debut with the A's. He's seen the Cardinals a million times. He's, obviously pitched against them in the National League. What do you expect? What about Tanner Roark? What do you think of the acquisition? And what do you think about him?
Well, I mean, Tanner Roark is a solid Major League starter. He's a back end guy. He's more than an innings eater for me. I mean, he's got five pitches that he can throw for strikes. He's had, like you mentioned, a long history against the Cardinals, a losing record and a high ERA. However, this year against the Cardinals, his ERA is down. He hasn't won a game against them. And he has pitched extremely well, Marty, in his times against the Athletics, including earlier this year at the Coliseum. He's unbeaten at the Coliseum, has an ERA under two at the Coliseum. So certainly, as is the case with many pitchers, love the foul territory, love that the ball doesn't carry as well as it does, certainly in a place like Cincinnati. So I think Tanner Roark is the kind of acquisition the A's are capable of making. And with a farm system that has interest from other clubs, Billy and David are able to put something together. Didn't really cost them a whole lot of Cuban, outfielder, Darian Blanco, and a low-A pitcher. So it gives them an opportunity to kind of solidify the back end of the rotation. Daniel Migden has been inconsistent. His velocity has been down this year. And this was the right move for the A's. They're not going to be in on a Greinke. They're not going to be in on a Syndergaard because they're not going to give up an A.J. Puck or Jesus Luzardo at this stage. So, they looked at the options, and this seemed to be the best one for them. And Homer Bailey's been okay for the A's and his handful of starts, and they're hoping the same thing for Roark starting today.
Well, we hope Roark has a good game today. The more losses, the better. The more losses, the better for the Cardinals.
Everybody trying to help everybody here.
Yeah, really. The more losses, the better for the. Look, you've been down the wild card road so many times now with two of them. You like the second wild card?
Absolutely. I mean, it creates interest. It creates an opportunity for teams to get that one shot. I mean, look, Giants fans know this. They've won wild card games on the road. So that's what the A's are trying to accomplish, if that's the path they'll end up with. And then you take your chances after that. So absolutely I'm in favor. But, baseball is a team that has the fewest playoff teams, and I wouldn't be adverse to maybe even expanding that a little bit if they shorten the season. I'm not sure that's, anywhere directly on the horizon. But the reality is, Marty, that the main money from the national people comes at playoff time. The main interest, it seems like, from coast to coast is at playoff time. And maybe the more, do-or-die games, the more playoff games you have might create that kind of interest moving forward.
All right, Vince Contronio with us at Vince Baseball on Twitter. And Vinny and I have talked ball for many years. I always enjoy it. Houston picked up Greinke. And I know the A's are still, Houston's still within your sights. It's a very good team. Sometimes you think they're the varsity and everyone else is the junior varsity. What do you think of Greinke going to Houston?
Well, it's the kind of move that Jeff Luna has been known to make. And the fact was, we're all watching the trade deadline shows on MLB or ESPN or wherever your favorite show happened to be, and suddenly 1 o'clock comes and goes Pacific time. And, okay. Well, it wasn't as dramatic as a lot of people made out to be, that all of a sudden everybody that put in those last-minute deals and finally got faxed or however they delivered the goods to the New York offices on Park Avenue, suddenly start hearing Aaron Sanchez, who was part of the no-hitter last night. You hear Zach Greinke, who cost a lot of money, but they weren't going to sign Gerrit Cole moving forward. They've got him for two more years, so it's like that's their signing. And, you stick him in that rotation with his experience and the things that he can do, and you can make the case he's behind Verlander and Cole. They're very deep. There's no doubt. It's an enormous challenge for the A's to try to catch them. It seems highly unlikely. They do have two more series head-to-head with them. Well, I suppose anything can happen. I mean, the A's are certainly not going to lay down for the Astros, but it's going to be, when they run those arms at you, each and every night, there's just no chance to catch your breath. And they're a very good team. They played well when they had injuries to Correa and Springer and Altuve. They kept building their lead. They didn't really lose ground, and now they're pretty much at full strength, and they added, with what they did. They're not the formidable, but they are the clear favorite in the American League.
Were you surprised the Yankees didn't pick up any pitching? How do you beat Houston anyway? You need right-handers, left-handers? What do you need to beat Houston?
Well, you need to be able to go toe-to-toe pitching-wise, and that's something the Yankees opted not to do. And, I mean, with Marcus Stroman going to New York, everybody thought it was going to be the Yankees. It turns out to be the Mets. So, I mean, that's a big shot. They lose Encarnacion yesterday. They've lost Luke Voit, luckily, for the rest of the year as well. So their offense has taken a bit of a hit. But they've survived all that. I mean, they're still at 32 games over .500 despite all that. But I just don't think their starting pitching is enough. And I'm not convinced that they can bullpen their way through a series against the Astros. It would likely be 7 games. I don't see that happening.
Wow. All right. And last one, for the division. Nelson Cruz, the reincarnation of Jimmy Fox. I mean, come on. 3 homers again, 10 days apart. Sam Dyson's got an earned run average of 81 now since he's come over there. But can Minnesota hold off Cleveland? And Minnesota, Vinny, you've been there. They're going to hit 300 home runs.
Yeah, they don't stop swinging. And Max Kepler, he got the long-term contract. And from afar, you're going, Max Kepler? Why? And it certainly is, he's allowed to blossom. He's around 30 home runs himself. They've got a couple of guys over 70 RBIs driving in runs. Eddie Rosario had a great first half. Jorge Polanco, the starting shortstop with the American League. Cruz doing something that nobody had done. Babe Ruth, Barry Bonds, take your pick. Having 2-3 homer games in the same season at age 39. And not just that, but they made a smart decision by bringing in Cruz, who's a tremendous clubhouse presence, not just because of just what you see when you put your eyes on Nelson. He's a hulking man. And they bring in Marwin Gonzalez, who was with the World Series champion Astros. He has that cachet as well. And I think that really helped the Rosarios and the Polacos and the Keplers to kind of have the proper safety net to allow them to blossom and let those guys take the slings and the arrows and handle all the tough stuff and allow them to relax and perform. Their starting pitching is just okay. You're right about their bullpen. It is still an issue. The Indians right now are in a stretch of 20 straight games against teams over .500. They still got the Yankees and the Red Sox on the horizon. So they may come back to earth, but they're getting Corey Kluber back. So that might give them a shot in the arm. I think that particular race is going to go down to the wire, and that the loser gets the scraps. And we can never count out Tampa Bay, Marty. They've won five in a row again. They traded their Mr. Opener, Ryan Stanek. Now Diego Castillo's doing that for them. He's done a nice job back-to-back games. They find a way to win, and Eric Sogard, who I thought the A's should have had interest in at second base, steps in, hits two homers, drives in five last night for the Rays. It's going to be an interesting race. I think for the Athletics, Marty, it appears to be three teams, the A's and the Indians and the Rays, and I guess we're throwing the Twins as well. But the Red Sox have fallen fast, the Rangers are not coming, and the Angels aren't coming either. So three-team race, 50 games. Get on the saddle, let's see what happens.
God, I love it. That's what baseball's all about. All right, appreciate you coming on, and we'll see. Everyone's an A's fan here at KNBR today.
I should get that, put that on tape somewhere. Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care of yourself, Vinny, and it's fun. It's fun to talk ball with you.
I'll see you next week.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. In fact, I said that. The Giants have Washington, Philly for four, Cubs for three, Cardinals for four, and the A's for four. This is not simple, but it's in their own hands to see what they can do.
Same for the A's with having Houston and the Yankees at home and having the Giants, and they're going to get Bumgarner in that first game. So when they go to San Francisco, it appears. So that's no walk in the park for anybody.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. All right, have a great day, Vinny. Thank you. All right, that is Vince Cotroneo from his submarine. Where the heck was he? In a donut shop? Holy cow. Well, that was terrific. That's great baseball talk. Glad to have Vinny on. Where was he? In a submarine?
Yeah, Marty, he was headed to the East Bay. So instead of taking the car, he was using a sub.
He was using a sub. All right, that was great. Isn't it great to hear Vinny's voice?
Absolutely. Yeah, I called him. He's like, Raph, you're calling me too early. I'm like, no, I just want to check if I got the right number here. Yeah. We haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, very good. I enjoy talking. We've talked with him for many, many years. Yeah. He's good.
No, he's one of the best.
He is good. He I'll tell you something. He ought to have a show.
Yeah. No, he's right. Baseball is a talking sport.
He's on everything.
Yeah.
On it when understanding it.
Absolutely.
He's very good. Yeah. Very good. So I'm glad to have him on.